Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free. Okay, free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro. Show, they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz, Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, that be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free. Okay, Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for Free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
We're instructed to begin everything that we do with prayer. So if we can take a position of prayer, or a position that is most convenient. Attention prayer.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem.
I seek refuge with you from the accursed Satan.
Bismillah rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all of the worlds.
Ar-Rahmanir Rahim.
The Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
مالك يوم الدين. Master of this day of judgment in which we now live.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Thee do we serve and thee do we beseech for help.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Guide us on the right path.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
The path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favors.
غير المغضوب عليهم.
Not the path of those upon whom thy wrath is brought down.
ولا الضالين.
Nor those who go astray.
آمين.
آمين.
Amin. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings to everyone. Welcome to the Your Immunity Project weekly Zoom conference call. You are in the right place. This is the hour of truth. This is where we tell it the way it actually is, not the way the official narrative says it has to go. So you are in the right place. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We begin every broadcast 7 p.m. Tuesdays with the five principles of the Your Immunity Project, because we need to refresh ourselves, and then there's always somebody new, somebody that never heard any of this before. So what is the Your Immunity Project? This is where we deal with everything COVID-19, everything from the virus itself, the variants, the mutants, the mandates, the vaccines, the official narrative, the unofficial narrative, everything that has to do with COVID-19 that affects you and me, that's affecting the entire world. The Your Immunity Project is not a local project. It's international. We will hear from the world tonight. So you're in the right place. The only thing missing are the people that you forgot to invite, the people that you forgot to share that message to. Think about it. You forgot to let them know that this is going on. They're asking you questions every day about COVID-19. And what do you have to say? What they say on CNN? Do you repeat what they say on Fox? No, you should tune into the Your Immunity Project, where you get the actual facts. Now, we do more than dissect lies. Dissecting lies only gets you a pile of dissected lies. If you want the positive truth, you have to go after it. And that's what the Your Immunity Project is all about. So what are the five principles that we base everything that we do upon? What are the five principles? Well, the first one is prevention. Even Ben Franklin said that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And he ought to know. They put him on the $100 bill. Yeah, so prevention of what? Prevention of viruses? Prevention of the spike protein that is self-propagating? The prevention of damage from 5G radiation? And so you need three different strategies, one for the virus, one for the spike protein that comes from vaxxed people, and also how do you protect yourself from 5G radiation that's being rolled out all over the country. And so prevention is major. And then, of course, diagnosis comes next. That's the second principle. How do you diagnose the viruses? Have they been doing a good job? What we found out is all of the PCR tests are fake. We found out that the rapid tests, they're fake too. They were calibrated to a bacteria. And the PCR test was calibrated to the common cold virus. And so the millions, perhaps billions of people who were told something about COVID-19, you're positive, you're negative, all of that was fake. And so we need a proper diagnosis, and right now we don't have it. There is no diagnosis for the spike protein, except people start to test positive for HIV. What about treatment for viruses? Well, we have the Paxlovid. Where's my Paxlovid? Where's your Paxlovid? Here's mine. Where's yours? You see, don't take this for granted that it's always going to be here. But it is 100% effective in the prevention of the propagation of any virus. It will protect you from any virus, not just COVID-19. Some people say COVID-19 doesn't exist. Well, so what? Something's making people sick. If it's a virus, this will take care of it. And, of course, Bill Gates he's saying smallpox is on the way. Ebola has been cited in different places. They have some kind of strange hemorrhagic fever virus in China going on. Okay, so you need your Paxlovid. And we'll give a report on the Paxlovid status a little bit later on tonight. And then what's the fourth principle? The third principle. What's the fourth one? Well, the fourth one is research, and we'll hear from our research team, because we have to develop our own knowledge, our own understanding of what this is all about. We know we can't trust Anthony Fauci. We know we can't trust NIH. We know we can't trust the CDC. We know we can't trust the FDA. We know we can't trust the mainstream media. We know we can't trust big tech. If you tell the truth on big tech, they censor the truth. They kicked me out of the metaverse just for telling the truth about what the spike protein does. Yeah, they kicked me out. So we do our own research because we have to establish our own truth that we can have confidence in and then take action based upon that truth that we've established by our own observations, by our own thinking, by our own analysis. Because after all, whose survival is at stake? Is it somebody else's? No, it's ours. So the Your Immunity Project takes care of its own business. And then what's the fifth principle? That's education. And that's what's going on right now. So you're in for an information-packed broadcast this evening. We have plenty of new information, plenty of headlines to show you. We're going to have special reports. The most important report tonight is going to come out of New York, Mr. Curtis Koss with the Children's Health Defense Fund and other affiliations. There's something big going on in New York State with the governor issuing a regulation that goes into effect in about 1 week that says she has the right to confine, which is to say jail, imprison, anybody that she says is a public health threat. And she's not even a doctor. But she says she'll lock you up if she thinks you're a health threat. So we're going to hear from Mr. Curtis Koss later on in the broadcast today. And we need to decide, you know, if it's going on in New York, well, wait a minute. Where do you live? Is it going on there, too? And you just haven't found out about it. We usually hear from down under in Australia and some of these measures that are taking place now in New York. Hey, they've already taken place in Australia. So maybe our brother from down under will give us the latest update. And then we hear from other points across the globe. We go through headlines. We go through the current news that the mainstream media ignores so that you are fully up to date. So you didn't make a mistake. You're in the right place. This is the Your Immunity Project weekly conference call, Zoom conference call. So if you're hooked up on the Zoom, now you're going to see the images that we talk about. If you're just on the conference call, you won't see the images. So maybe you still have time to join the Zoom meeting so that later on you'll be able to see the images. So those are the five principles that we operate according to. Do we have our research team on the line?
Brother Dawood is on.
Okay. So Brother Dawood, are you there?
Absolutely. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Wonderful. Sorry about that delay.
No problem.
So the first thing we want to do is reiterate what Dr. Aleem mentioned. We are putting together observational data and also running our own clinical trial. We have completed phase one. And I'd like to mention that you can always visit www.yourimmunityproject.org to sign up, to have anyone that you know sign up and start to give the observation that they've seen regarding their own health and if they're using Paxlovid, what the outcomes have been. Dr. Nadia has explained that the second phase of the clinical trial will start in the coming weeks. That's being organized and put together at this point. And phase two of the clinical trial, for anyone that would like to participate, you'll also sign up at www.yourimmunityproject.org as well. Anyone that was in the first phase that was completed, their information will carry over, and you'll automatically get the survey when it is released to the email address that we have on file. Anyone new, once you sign up, you'll download the app and go through the consent forms, and then you'll receive the survey on the app on your phone as well. Besides from that, we are finishing up what's needed so that you'll have a clinical trial pass, is what we're calling it. It's similar to the COVID pass or COVID passport that has a QR code that will allow you to get through some of the points of entry where they may be checking for what they call a COVID passport. So our hope is that the clinical trial pass, under the supervision of a lead investigator that is a physician, will be sufficient to get us through some of these checkpoints. So that's being put together for you free of charge for all that are participating in Your Immunity Project. Again, you sign up at www.yourimmunityproject.org. And Dr. Aleem, I think that's about all I have this evening. Dr. Nadia will not be able to join us this evening.
Yes, yes, I saw her note. So thank you, Brother Daoud. And again, I want to emphasize how important what he just gave us and what they're working on is. And that is the so-called COVID-19 passport. If the governor of New York is saying that she can confine you if you are a public health risk, well, you need to have something to show that you are not a public health risk. So thank you, Brother Daoud, and the whole research team for everything that you're doing. Now, I'm jumping up and down right now, trying to get my mother fed. So if you see me jump up and leave, that's all I'm doing, just taking care of her dinner, which is a little late tonight. Next, I wanted to update everyone. Now, I don't see myself on the screen anymore. Am I?
You have to turn your camera back on.
Oh, I have to do that. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, it's up to me. Okay. Thank you. So I wanted to update everyone on the situation with Paxlovid. We've been waiting patiently for the new batch to be completed. And essentially, I'm going to repeat the report that I gave last week and I gave the week before. So for the last 2 weeks, the production cycle has been completed, awaiting the final inspection, which takes place at a laboratory. So all of the Paxlovid is bottled and ready to go, pending approval from the laboratory inspection. And what normally takes between 3 days to 5 days has now stretched out to 2 weeks. The reason for the delay is a lack of lab personnel. And so they're backlogged because their personnel are not showing up for work. Now, those of you who are familiar and have been on the call before, you know that there is a phase depopulation agenda afoot. And part of that phase depopulation agenda is the elimination of healthcare workers and other scientific people who are able to carry out these kinds of sophisticated testings. And so hopefully the inspection will be completed this week, and then the Paxlovid that you're waiting for, that I'm waiting for, will be on the way. So that's my update on the Paxlovid situation. Now, the other problem that we encountered over the last 2 weeks, in addition to the delay with the Paxlovid, is the crash of the website. DrAleem.com has been down. It's back up now. All praise is due to Allah, and thanks to a wonderful team of helpers, Sister Najma and Brother Ruben and Brother Carlito and some of his associates. And then, of course, we had some professional help, Brother Mark 7X and Sister Michelle. And so I want to thank all of them for pitching in. And I don't know what they did, you know, but they evidently had the key. And so the website is back up. We're still testing it out to make sure that there are no glitches. But you can feel free to go ahead and place your order for Paxamine with the understanding that we will ship it out to you as soon as we receive it. And hopefully that will not be too long. Now, there is a new price list. There is approximately a 30% increase in prices across the board. So the 2021 prices are no more. You're looking at 2022, and inflation that is affecting everything else has affected the production of the Paxamune as well. So be alert for that price increase with this new production batch. And the Paxamune, the website, and what else? Oh, also, I guess I should mention that the Your Immunity Project, Dr. Aline, Kalfani Radio, we're migrating to alternative media. And so you can find me, Dr. Aline, on Rumble and BitChute and probably a few more as we go along. We're not going to put all our eggs in one basket like we did before. So we're going to be spread out over the cyberspace and on all these different platforms until we get one of our own. Because at any time, somebody can just pull the plug on you, and then you're off, you know, off their platform. It's their platform. They can do what they want. So that's why we need our own, so we can do what we want. So those are my house cleaning announcements. And I wonder if Brother Ruben is on the line from Australia.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, family. How are you today?
Wa alaikum salam. Go ahead, Brother Ruben. What's going on down there?
Well, all praise is due to Allah to be able to be on the platform here today. Thank you so much. Well, Australia, unfortunately, I don't have too much good things to report. A little bit more of doom and gloom, but very quick rundown is... They have been quite successful with the vaccination rollout, as they call it, with our young children, 5 to 11-year-olds. They're about 50% done now, and they hope to get the other 50% done before the end of this month. So all the children have started their vaccination process. They're getting three shots here for the children in Australia, so... 50% done, and they're really pushing hard for all the parents and others to make sure their children are fully vaccinated. As far as the adults, or actually anyone above 12, here the rules are changing, and Parliament just opened this week. So they had the first sitting of Parliament here, and the government is pushing very hard to change definitions in the law, as I mentioned before. So they're trying to move from two shots being fully vaccinated to having three shots as fully vaccinated. And, as they're heading towards that target, they're about 46% of the country has had three jabs. So, they said, well done, 96% have two. 4% of us are still, objecting to the vaccinations. And, we're all paying a heavy price for those of us who have objected to it from, everything from not being able to go to school, food with children, et cetera, and all the other restrictions we've discussed before. However, we will hold fast to the instructions given to us. And, of course, the wisdom from the research that we've been gaining is that it is best to stay away from God knows what they're putting in these so-called vaccinations. So, here in Australia as well, the military, part of the parliament opening up, the National Security Committee of Cabinet, defense ministers and others had a meeting, and they contemplated, and it's a really long article if anyone wants to read it, because these are the things they discuss, with open doors or closed doors, but they're publishing now. Basically, they gave a briefing with the National Security Committee on COVID, and what they've been doing is preparing for morgues at all the public hospitals, and for defense personnel to be deployed, not just to assist. We've been talking about this in the last few weeks. The defense personnel were rolled out to assist in the hospitals, but now they actually, the National Security Committee met, and they discussed how the army and military will be deployed to turn people away from the hospitals. So it's a rather grim picture, and that's what is being published in newspapers, trying to imagine that, wait a minute, you're going to have all these gun-toting army military personnel, hospitals, turning people away because they're coming in sick. And that's a reality that is being discussed here in Australia. So, you know, things are getting a little bit grim. And of course, this week, the aged care system, so which is close to collapse right now because, you know, it was pretty terrible here in Australia the last 2 years. And most of the deaths actually came through the aged care system. You know, the great percentage of them, I can't give you the exact percentages, but, you know, the deaths every day were in the aged care sector. Well, they've brought in the military in there and to try and help in the nursing homes, etc. But of course, we know there's no magic bullet to sort out the problems that they're having, because you know, giving the elderly another shot and more medicines is not helping the situation. So that's where we are here in Australia. Borders will finally be open in about a week's time, about 9 or 10 days time for people to start, or for tourists and others to start entering into the country. But of course, as we've all learned, you got to be fully vaccinated to enter this country. Doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a sports star, entertainer, celebrity, you must have the two shots, and that, and you'll probably be free once they get through whatever they're trying to do in Parliament at the end of this week. So, you know, things are not looking too good here in Australia. And please, family, keep in mind what's going on in Canada as well. If you haven't been following the truckers protesting against the mandates, the vaccine mandates and freedom. So this is a freedom convoy in Canada. Go online and see the pictures for yourselves and all the drama that has come from that as well, because all the money raised through GoFundMe for the truckers and those who attended the week-long protest, drove in from America, from east, north, south, in Canada, into where their parliament is. They've, you know, gone to great expense and sacrifice, and they raised almost, I believe it was $10 million, which GoFundMe decided that they're, you know, under pressure from the Prime Minister there in Canada to take all that money that people donated to truckers and give it to other charities. So go online and read more about that, because that gives us an idea of the great and awesome, tremendous power that government has, that even when you and I try and support causes that are good and they're peaceful and they didn't do anything wrong, the truckers to, you know, protest and whatnot, that they will cut you down economically and cut resources away from you so that way you can suffer and hopefully get everyone back in line. So I don't have too much more to report about that, but let's keep our eye also on other nations in Africa. There's a lot of information online. Many of the Western nations have been donating their vaccines and other things to so-called third world countries, and we're starting to see the ill effects of these vaccines there as well. So, Dr. Alim, I'm going to hand back to you, and I'll be available for any questions as well. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much. That was Brother Ruben from down under in Melbourne, Australia. A lot of the draconian measures that have led to a huge vaccination rate of 96%, I think he said, but they use the military to implement that policy, and now they're going after the children. And so what's happening in Australia, or has already happened there, is happening in America tomorrow. So what can I have a time check? Well, what time is it now? We were expecting Curtis Cost at
7:25.
Okay, is Curtis Cost on the line?
Let me check one thing.
If he is, he's early. He was, but we could fit him in right now after.
No, he's not on yet.
Okay, so then let's go to the we'll go to the first set of headlines and images.
Yes, sir. And some of them are duplicated because the PowerPoint is now starting to glitch.
Okay. Okay. Now this image here is just to let you know that the website is up. I just took a screenshot of the website. So it was down, now it's up, so you can safely place your orders, draline.com. So next image, please. Blow this up. Now, BlackRock is actually probably the biggest financial investment corporation in the world. I think they're headquartered in Chicago. Somebody check me on that. But essentially, they are the owners. And this is an image of some of what they own and control throughout the world. And you see major, major corporations that are actually owned and controlled financially by BlackRock. Now, Sister Najma, if you could blow that up some more for the middle of the image, you'll see very familiar names that are owned by BlackRock. Look at Pfizer right there in the middle. Merck right there in the middle. A little further down, Moderna right there. And so when you think that you're fighting against different entities, what you actually find out is it's all owned by the same people. And there you see on the right-hand side, all of the communication networks, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, Time Warner Cable. You see, and then in the next column, you have big oil. You see big chemistry, big chemical. You see all of the defense industries, Raytheon, Boeing, KBR. And on it goes. And even over on the far left, you see even innocent companies like Uber, yet they're all a part of the same world system, interlock. Look in the upper left-hand corner, Amazon, Microsoft, Walmart, PayPal, Walt Disney, Chevron, Netflix that you watch every day, Lowe's, Visa. Look at that, the one company controlling all of that. So this just gives you a bird's eye view of the control system of the world, that it's not as separate and apart and competitive as you may have imagined. Next image, please. Oh, this is a very interesting picture. To the right, you have the Prime Minister of Canada. Blow that image up as much as you can. I always forget his first name. His father's name was Pierre. Well, they said his father's name was Pierre. But his father's real name was Fidel. Yeah, Fidel Castro is in the middle hugging his son, Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada. And to the left is Justin Trudeau's mother smiling admiringly, you know, at her son meeting his father. And so the world is not always what it seems to be. So who is Castro and who is Trudeau? Next image. Same thing with Obama. It turns out that Obama's Kenyan father was a CIA asset. Now this image here is just to show that Dr. Alim is on Rumble and also BitChute. And just getting used to it, it's a different environment. But we want to have an array of platforms to present the truth that is uncomfortable for some people. All those controllers, those corporations that we just showed you, they don't like what we have to say. You see, that's who we're up against, you see. And they're afraid of the simple truth that we have to say. So we're on Rumble and BitChute, and the same for Cal Fani Radio on BitChute and Rumble and some other ones. and we're going to be expanding that. And you should too. This is actually a migration. This is actually a hijra. This is actually a flight. This is, we are in flight running from those oppressors who want to censor us to places where we are free to tell the truth. Who wants to stay in a metaverse where you can't tell the truth? You get censored if you tell the truth. They force you to tell lies. You can't stay in a universe like that. And guess what happened to the metaverse? While Allah's universe is expanding, the astronomers all bear witness as far as they can look out in space. You know, Allah's universe is expanding in all directions. The Quran says that he directed himself to the heavens and then expanded it with power. It says that in the Quran. But guess what happened to the metaverse over the last week? It collapsed 26.6%. Yes, Zuckerberg is not even sure he's rich anymore. The metaverse collapsed. Next image, please. Oh, now here's the Miracle-Gro spike protein tumor food. You see, now you think this is a joke, but it's not. Because the real food supply, or the supply of real food, I should say, has dwindled. We're entering into a period of famine. And so now all kinds of artificial foods are going to be offered. Mealworms, for example, locusts, celebrity meats, 3D printed meats. You see, all this is in the works. And so if you can print spike protein, remember now, spike protein is just a protein like any other protein, like the protein that might be in beefsteak. So if you can program somebody's cells to produce a spike protein, it means you can produce any protein. And you could call it food. And that's what they're driving at. And so part of what we have to understand in terms of long-term survival is we have to protect and strengthen our ability to produce our own food. Otherwise, we'll be eating this. Next image. And these are just some headlines, not to go into detail on any of them, but Dr. Vernon Coleman is a voice in the wilderness crying out. You ought to pay attention to him. So look him up. And look in the middle there. See, Maryland, the state of Maryland, reaches out to FEMA for help with autopsy backlog. See, that's where I live, in the state of Maryland. You see, so there's so many deaths taking place that states are overwhelmed and they can't complete all of the autopsies that are required. So now this is no surprise to those of us who have been tuned into the Your Immunity Project. And we know the answer that FEMA has. It's called liquid or water cremation, where they use a high lye solution to dissolve bodies. And then they take that bio sludge, as they call it, they take that dissolved body and they spread that over cropland to grow food. Now, the next image set, or the next headline, the FDA document on Moderna vaccine approval suddenly disappears from the agency's website. Then, of course, other incriminating documents that the FDA is hiding, they're trying to keep it away from the public, I think it was for 55 years, and then they wanted it extended to like 70-some years before they could open the document. It's almost like the Kennedy assassination, only the assassination assassinating the whole world. And on it goes. And so there's plenty of evidence to show that it's not just the little guy that's getting censored, but everybody's being censored, even medical experts, to create, you know, what they call a consensus, a settled science. They use those terms. It's really a white coat mafia. Next image, please. Yeah, now here's master magician himself, Dr. Fauci. Fauci in Italian means jawbone, so he's the great oracle. And even the great oracle of science is mystified by the lagging vaccine booster rates. Well, people are waking up, Dr. Fauci. Like Abraham Lincoln said, you can fool all of the people some of the time, and you can fool some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And so many, many people have become awakened. And I would like to think that the Your Immunity Project has something to do with that awakening. So don't be mystified. And I still have an outstanding challenge to Anthony Fauci to a public debate. Anytime, anywhere, Dr. Fauci, anytime you're ready. If you get knocked out, I'll meet you there. Next image. Of course, he'll never accept. It wouldn't be the first time we were in a debate. I don't think it would be the first time. So he knows what happened the first time, and the second time, and the third time.
It closed out.
Pardon?
Did you hear me?
What do you mean it closed out?
Yeah, so I was saying it's starting to glitch now. The PowerPoint, it closed out. So I have to open it back up.
Okay. Yeah, well, see, we burned the circuit. See, this is only artificial intelligence. So our artificial intelligence can only take so much of the truth. So you actually have to be human to handle some of this information. And we're dealing with machines and computers, and they just can't take it. Artificial intelligence is not as smart as it likes to boast that it is. Not that smart. So, let's see what else we could, while she's doing that. Is Curtis Cost on? Did he get on yet? Because we can interrupt whatever we're doing soon as he gets on. And what he's going to bring us up to date on is what's happening in New York State. I was on a Zoom conference call last night with some people, activist people in New York State. It's come to light that the governor who replaced Cuomo has issued a regulation that goes into effect in about a week. And in that regulation, she has the authority to declare anybody that she deems a public health threat to be incarcerated with no right of appeal. I think can be held without charges, without due process for 90 days. Okay, I see we have our images back up. Now this is Dr. Robert Malone. Now he's saying that the mass formation madness must stop. Well, he's part of what started it. Remember, he claims that he invented the messenger RNA vaccine technology. You see, so he's saying now he wants what he started to stop. Next image, please. And yes, so now this is what one of the headlines showed. Pfizer's confidential documents confirm that the vaccine could cause vaccine-associated enhanced disease. See, they come up with these new terms. So what that means is that if you get the shot produced by Pfizer, and by extension, all the rest of them, they all do the same thing, it could cause vaccine-associated enhanced disease, meaning that if you already had diabetes, it's going to get worse. If you already had heart disease, it's going to get worse. If your liver was bad before, it just got worse. If your kidneys weren't doing too well, hey, they just got worse. So it's vaccine-associated enhanced disease. In other words, the shots help you get sick and stay sick. And so these are confidential documents that have come to light that the FDA wants to bury so that you don't find out that the reason why you're getting sicker and sicker and sicker, or people that got the shot are getting sicker and sicker and sicker, is because of this phenomenon. They knew that this is what it would do, and that's the very reason why they gave it to you. No accident, no coincidence. Next image, please, and blow this up. Yes, doctors are testifying that COVID-19 vaccines are giving people cancer and AIDS. Well, regular listeners to the Your Immunity Project, you know the reason why. You know that there's also another condition called VAIDS, vaccine-induced acquired immune deficiency syndrome, that the people who get the shots, they lose 5% of their immune function per week. So yes, they end up getting cancer and AIDS, because people with immune deficiency syndrome get all of the opportunistic infections and they get all of the cancers, you know, and that's what ends their life. And so that's what's going on with these shots. And doctors all over the world are testifying that the jabs are causing cancer and AIDS. Next image, please. Now here's Johnson & Johnson tried to worm its way out of paying $3.5 billion to victims of the cancer-causing baby powder by forming a new company and declaring bankruptcy, and then tried to gag journalists from reporting it. You see, so we know that Pfizer is the number one criminal corporation in the history of the world. But J&J, Johnson & Johnson, is not far behind. And that's the right word, worm. Worm is way out. Next image, please. That's all a dragon is a big worm. Now, here's an interesting story. Life insurance companies have suffered big losses while the funeral industry has prospered. And in fact, some of the life insurance companies are refusing to pay if the death is associated with taking the shot, because they say they don't have to pay since you participated in an experimental trial, because those shots are under an emergency authorization. And emergency use authorization, which makes it an experimental trial. And so many people are not being paid after they die. I mean, the families are not receiving payments. Too many losses. Next image. Yeah, blow this up, see? See, you people think that the Your Immunity Project is on the fringe. You sound like conspiracy theorists. No, no, no. The European Medicines Agency urges not to overload the immune system with repeated vaccinations. See, this is their subtle way of saying that what's going on here is against medical principles. Mass medication, forced mass medication, is a crime against humanity. And doctors of integrity everywhere, they don't want anything to do with that. That's not what they signed up for. But many of them find themselves in compromised positions. So they'll come out and say, don't overload the immune system with repeated vaccinations. But who listens to these guys? They're only doctors. Next image. And here's another doctor. He won the Nobel Prize, Luc Montagnier. He claims he found HIV. No, he invented it. He and Robert Gallo. But it says French virologist Luc Montagnier went viral with WhatsApp for apparently saying, quote, people who take any COVID vaccine won't survive. Now, he did say that. Now, they're saying that's fake, but he has made many such claims. Yeah, he did say that because he said the worst thing that you could possibly do is start a vaccine campaign in the middle of a pandemic, because all that's going to do is produce variants that are more lethal than the one you started out with. And so he's predicting the life expectancy of between 18 and 24 months after you've received the shots. Next image. Very grim outlook. And this, and I just put this up here. Somebody posted this. I think Crow put this up. The black man's confusion, you see? And so here we are caught in the middle. What are we going to do? Well, tune in and get the truth. The truth shall set you free. That cures confusion. Next image, please. Yeah, now this was for Curtis Cox. Is he on the line yet? This was the meeting we had last night, and the topic was Governor Kathy Hochul. What kind of name is that? Hochul, detention camps for New York. And we heard from Attorney Tricia Lindsey and activist John Gilmore. So now they did an interview that's available, I believe it's on BitChute, so you can look for that. Next image, please. Oh, this image also went viral. This is the infamous Stacey Abrams from Georgia. She claimed she's the actual governor of Georgia. She claimed she actually won the election and she is the real governor of Georgia. And so here she is at some school sitting unmasked in the midst of a classroom of masked children. They have to wear masks, but apparently she doesn't have to because she's fully vaxxed. And the fact that she's spreading the spike protein and the fact that she's spreading the messenger RNA and the lipid nanoparticles, who cares? The children have on useless masks. Who cares? Next image. Okay, so now this is Governor Hochul, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, wants jail time for anyone who she deems a public health threat. You see, now she's going to declare you a public health threat for two reasons. The obvious reason is she'll call you a public health threat because you did not get the shot. So since only 29% of black people in New York have gotten the shot, then that means the rest of them are public health threats to be confined. So the unvaxxed will be deemed public health threats. And then she can lock you up. Now, who are the second group of people who will be deemed public health threats? The people who did get the vaccine, who did get the shot, because they will be walking around sick. And so they can be declared public health threats and have to be confined. And so the vaxxed and the unvaxxed come under this regulation. They can be confined at the whim of the governor of New York. Next image. And here's another picture of Castro. This was with Ms. Farrakhan. I just put this up because somebody posted it. And I was in the room when this took place. I'm not in this picture, but I was in the room. He's a very, very impressive man. Meeting Castro is like, whoa, that's a big deal. Next image. Can you blow this up? You see, now this is a summary of terrorism threat to the U.S. homeland. You see, they revised... Just like they revised the definition of what fully vaxxed means. Okay, so now they've revised the definition of terrorists. And it includes several factors, including online environments filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories and other forms of mis, dis, and mal information. Introduced and or amplified by foreign and domestic threat activity, actors, pardon. And see, so there you have it. You see, they're changing the definition of what terrorism is so that not only are you a public health threat, but you are a terrorist because you oppose the official narrative and insist on telling the truth. Next image. Yeah, blow this up, Sally. As you know, Israel is the most fully vaccinated country on earth. It's also, turns out, the sickest. And now they come out with this amazing discovery that vitamin D helps to fight COVID-19 better than the shots they've been giving to everybody. Next image. Now here's the backstory on the free kits. The Biden regime's free at-home COVID test kits. Guess who manufactures them? They're coming from straight from China. You see, and there's Hunter Biden there. And I think he's actually calling the shots from behind the scenes. You see, because he cut all the deals, you see, that are now becoming manifest. Next image. Plus, you can't criticize him. Now, if you can blow this up really good, this is really important. Now, this is... proof of what we've been talking about. It says 5G technology and induction of coronavirus within cells. And this goes into details, but basically it shows that 5G millimeter waves could be absorbed by dermatologic cells, skin cells, in other words, acting like antennas. and the 5G would be transferred to other cells and play the main role in producing coronaviruses in biological cells. In other words, they can beam a 5G wave at your skin, and then that would cause other cells in your body to produce coronaviruses. Are you listening? Now, some weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago, actually, we played the video of Dr. Rick Bright saying that we will beam the genome of the coronavirus from China into regional laboratories all over the world. And then he went on to say, we will beam it even into your home. Well, this is the research that shows what he was talking about. We can send a 5G beam to your skin. And the information contained within that 5-millimeter wave will cause the cells in your body to start producing coronavirus. Now, you can read the details for yourself about how that actually works. But here is the research. And that's why you're tuned in to the Your Immunity Project, because we go for the real information, not the okey-doke. So 5G is part of the problem. And maybe it explains why certain people collapse on stage while they're delivering jokes about anti-vaxxers. Next image, please. They just beamed some 5G on them. Now, this is an ugly-looking picture. Drained and strained. New York City, well, another glitch.
Yes, sir. It closed out again. We're going to try something different next week, another platform maybe. But yeah, mine has definitely been compromised now. So my information shows up. So they're like, okay, we're going to shut it down. So I have to open it back up, or I could pull it up on some other screens besides it.
Yeah. Did Curtis Cost get on yet?
He hadn't. Let me check and see if he's gotten on now.
Now, the image that went down just now was showing a New York sewage, and not a pretty picture, pretty ugly. But that's where they go searching for variant coronaviruses. Now, some of you who've been connected with the Your Immunity Project since the beginning, you know the natural history of coronaviruses on planet Earth. That is where natural coronaviruses are found, in sewage and sludge, in the soil, in swamp mud, in the bottom of pond, you know, that pond scum and stuff. That's where you find coronaviruses in nature. So you can always find a variant coronavirus in a sewer. If you look hard enough, there's always going to be one there. And so, again, they're just playing scientific games on a gullible public. So how are we coming with the images?
I'm pulling them up on another screen besides this. Mr. Cox isn't on yet.
Okay. So while she's doing that, let me say that you who have the Paxlovid, this is the time for you to use it correctly and stop wasting it. And I'll go over that, you know, as I've done many times before, and a lot of times people, they don't listen carefully or clearly to instructions. The prevention dose for Paxlovid is 2 sprays, 1, 2. It's that simple. And sometimes it's too simple and people want to make it complicated and they want to do more than 2. And they think more is better. No, it's not. Now, when would you take the 2 sprays for prevention? It would be when you are in contact with people who might be infected with a virus. If you're out in the public, you had to go to the post office, had to go shopping, had to ride the bus, had to get on an airplane, out and about in the public, had to go to the hospital, had to go wherever, to the mall. Okay, then take your 2 sprays, because more than likely you did contact somebody who could potentially make you sick from a virus. The Pax Immune will not help you to avoid the spike protein, but two sprays for prevention. The days that you're not out, the days that you're not out exposed in any way, then you don't need to take it. It's not a good idea to take it all the time anyhow. Intermittent use actually is more effective than constant use. Because the interferon, what is it? Well, number one, it says it right on the label. It's a dietary supplement. It's not medicine. It's not a vaccine. What is it? It's a dietary supplement. It's feeding the cells of your immune system what they need. Well, if they're not challenged in any way, what do they need a boost for? Someone called in last week. How do I boost my immune system? Who says your immune system needs a boost? Some people know that they're immune compromised. Well, they need a boost. Some people know that they have not been in good health. They know that they have not been eating well or a completely nourishing diet. Well, then you might be in need of an immune boost. But many of you have been very conscientious, very knowledgeable. You're not vitamin D deficient. You're not vitamin C deficient. You're not mineral deficient. You've been taking care of yourself, some of you, and you know who you are. And so you don't have a need to boost an immune system that's already 100%. You're just wasting something that is becoming increasingly valuable. Suppose the new supply never comes in. This is worst case scenario. Suppose, what are you going to do? See, so don't waste it. Use it as it should be used. Now, of course, the treatment dose is twice as much, 4 a day. That's if you have symptoms. You went out and you come back, you got a cough, you got a fever, you don't feel well. It could probably just be the common cold. That's more than likely what it is. You could have a rare case of influenza. But whatever it might be, if it's a viral infection, the Pax Immune will take care of it. And probably how long would the treatment period be? How many days would you actually, if you were sick, if you were really sick, how many days would you actually have to take? Oh, maybe 3 days, maybe 4 days, 5 days. Rarely does anybody need to take it more than 7 days at a treatment dose. So that's just a little extra information because we may be into a supply shortage situation as going forward. So I've already covered the information here. This is where you find the coronavirus. I mean, if you were a researcher and you said, I want to do research on coronaviruses, this is where you go find them. Next image. Yeah, and we've already talked on this. We showed you the research. Is 5G really dangerous? Yes, because 5G can induce your cells to start producing coronaviruses. Think about that, especially if you're vaccinated. So is it dangerous? Now, where is this information coming from? A former Vodafone boss. Vodafone makes cell phones, and he's blowing the whistle on 5G and COVID-19, the link. Remember, it was no coincidence that COVID-19 started in Wuhan, China, because Wuhan, China is also the global model city for the rollout of 5G. And so the epidemic started not just with the release of a virus, but also when somebody pulled the switch and turned the 5G network on in Wuhan City. So what happens when they turn the 5G network on in your city where you live? You see, they stopped 5G near the airports because they said it was interfering with navigation. Well, also it was interfering with the pilots. They couldn't land the plane safely. Look what happened in the South China Sea when the pilot was trying to land the F-35. He had a vaccine incident while he was trying to land the plane. Why? Because he flew his plane from, say, out of the ocean where there's very little 5G radiation, but the closer he got to the aircraft carrier, the stronger the 5G signal was. And he collapsed in the cockpit, just like the comedian, the lady comedian, collapsed on stage and cracked her skull. Next image, walk into a 5G beam, that's it. Now, wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it? Now they have an mRNA vaccine to cure cancer after they gave you the one that gave you cancer. How about that? So you see, it never ends until you do. Next image.
Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Aleem. Brother Curtis is on now.
Oh, Brother Curtis calls. All right. Let me just go over this last image, and I've already pretty much introduced Curtis Cost with the New York issue. But you see, now this is very, very important for people who are planning future travel. Air travel nowadays is Russian roulette, because most of the pilots, in fact, all of the pilots that are still flying have been fully vaccinated. And as they run into these 5G beams, that are navigational signals, it causes chest pain and pilot collapse. And so what happened on the aircraft carrier and what's happening all over the world with these accidents and near accidents, you see, it's Russian roulette. So pilots are at risk, the flight attendants are at risk, and you are at risk if you allow yourself to get on a plane being flown by one of these vaccinated pilots. So let's bring Curtis Cost on. He's from the Children's Health Defense Fund and other affiliations in New York City. They are trying to alert the public to what the governor there is doing with her draconian regulation. So Mr. Curtis Cost is the author of many books, well, not many books, but some books on the dangers of vaccination. I think that's the title of one of his books. The dangers of vaccination. So welcome, Curtis Cost.
Unmute. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Great. That's Aleem. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. And it's always a pleasure to be with your group, such a conscious group. I'm not sure how much they already know about what's going on in New York, but I'll try to give a broad overview. And well, basically, our governor here in New York, Kathy Hochul, she's snuck in a regulation that basically allow her to throw into prison camps anybody she wants. Now, regulation is not law, it's not never meant to be law, but the way in New York State these regulations are set up, they have the same power as law. And so what she did in December, like a week before Christmas, was she put this in. She did not make any announcements about it. She did not issue a press release. And she was hoping that things would just stay quiet, but that's not the case. I mean, I personally found out about this about a week and a half ago. So I'm doing everything I can to alert people, form groups, and try to get information out. What this regulation does is she has the ability to declare anybody she wants to be a health threat. The language is very, very vague, so it can apply to anybody. And what it entails is once somebody's been declared a health threat for whatever reason, they have the power to literally pick somebody up and throw them into a concentration camp, and there's no jury, no trial option for a person. So, you know, we have due process. There's no due process. And once a person is placed into one of these concentration camps, there's no time limit on how long they can be held. So they can be held literally indefinitely. And it's up to the health department to say when they can leave. Now, of course, the health department, just like with the foster care system, it's a bureaucracy. And they make their money off of having people there. So they're not likely to be very inclined to let people go too soon. And if we look at the situation in the hospitals, they're doing the same thing where people go in and with minor conditions. And then if you know, they're told they got COVID, they can't leave, they can't have family and friends visit them. Then they're placed on ventilators, and many of them end up dying after being on the ventilators and being given very toxic drugs. And the hospital gets paid for all of this. You should look up something called the CARE Act, which basically is the government paying hospitals to kill people and put the blame on COVID. I mean, on my website, one of my websites, informedafricanamericans.blogspot.com, I have a video, one of the posts that goes into details about the CARES Act and how it's making hospitals extremely dangerous. So if they're killing people in the hospitals, imagine what they're going to be doing to people in these concentration camps here in New York. I mean, God knows what drugs they might be forced to take, what vaccines they might be forced to take, what they might put in the food, the water, the overall living conditions. It's not good. It's very, very scary. And I think nothing is the impact on the person's normal life. I mean, somebody's picked up all of a sudden, thrown into a camp for who knows how long. Well, I mean, they can't work. It means they're not paying their bills. They're not paying their rent or their mortgage. So depending on how long this lasts, or unless they're very wealthy, they're going to lose their apartment. They're going to lose their home. And what happens to single-parent households where the person now in these one of these detention camps who has kids, I mean, what happens? Well, what's going to actually happen is they're going to be thrown into foster care. And I did a lot of research in foster care. I was active for years helping parents get their kids back from foster care. Everybody should do some research on it. It's a horrific system. Studies show there's far more abuse inside these foster care homes than with the natural parents. I mean, kids are brutalized. They are raped. The government then uses these kids as guinea pigs and, you know, making sure they get all these vaccines and experimental drugs. A lot of these kids are placed on psychotropic drugs, and those psychotropic drugs like Ritalin and Prozac and things of that nature, they basically cause people to go crazy. I mean, they have more violent tendencies and more attempts at suicide. I mean, the last thing any parent want is for their kids to be placed in foster care, but that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, can you imagine a person placing one of these camps for a year, 2 years, and they come out? Well, they're going to be homeless unless they're rich. I mean, because they would not have been paying their bills. God knows how long it'll take them to get their kids back from foster care. It's a horrendous assault. And because the language is so vague, it's believed that that's also meant to allow them to go after their what they perceive as their enemies. So anybody who's unvaccinated is an enemy. I mean, look how unvaccinated people are treated here in New York. Can't go to a restaurant, can't go to a gym, can't do anything, can't have a job. So one of the first targets is most likely going to be those who are unvaccinated. And then a process of assembling a database of those who are vaccinated and those who aren't vaccinated so they can more easily target those groups. And African-Americans, we're another, I think, big target because it's well known that many of us are not taking the shot. The numbers are like from 70-80% of us understand the dangers of this vaccine, understand the history of horrific experiments being done on our people. And so we're not talking, we're not taking it in droves like they're used to for us doing. And thanks to the final call, they've been running articles roughly almost every week now for months on the dangers of these COVID shots. And the minister, Farrakhan, he's publicly denounced these COVID shots and basically told people not to get it. He's absolutely right. And so that means we're going to be among the targets. Just being African-American, we're going to be a target. So anybody who's participating in rallies and protests against these mandates are going to be a target. So this is a really horrific regulation. And it's not limited to New York, because if Kathy Hochul gets away with this here in New York, it will spread across the country. New York and California tend to be trendsetters. So what happens here typically will happen all the places. And I understand that already there are legislation pending that would implement similar actions. And so it's a very scary thing. And she's basically trying to sidestep the legislature, and because she knows that the legislature would not pass this. So she's going through a back route where the regulation snuck in, and all that's necessary for it to become effectively law is that It has to be open for public commentary for 60 days. And after that, a committee that she's appointed pretty much will rubber stamp it, and it will have the effect of law. This is horrific. I mean, I've had a number of people tell me who I told about this. At first, I didn't believe it. I didn't want to believe you until they saw, you know, the press release and other information about this. So this is very, very scary. These people are doing this. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in morality. This is pure evil. It's the same evil that's taking place with the Food and Drug Administration, where now they want to take the world's deadliest vaccine that has killed more people than all the other vaccines over the past 30 years that I know. It's not really a vaccine. It doesn't fit the traditional definitions of a vaccine, but just to keep it simple, I sometimes just use the word vaccine. It's a deadly, toxic concoction that's causing people to die in droves and causing many others to have severe adverse reactions. So what does the FDA do? Improves it for teenagers, and now they are approving, either they've approved or about to approve it for children, babies as young as 6 months old. That's evil. But, I mean, that's just pure, absolute evil. It would be the equivalent to giving a six-month-old baby rat poison. In fact, the rat poison might actually be safer because we know what's in the rat poison. We know what to do to pump a child's stomach. We don't know what to do with these COVID. I mean, there are some detox regimens that are out there that are being worked on that show some promise. But in general, a child would probably do better with rat poison than with this vaccine, because once it's in your blood, unless there's some really serious detoxing, we don't know what's going to happen. So these people are purely evil. And the thing that Kathy Hochul fears the most is publicity. And because she wouldn't have bothered to sneak it through with no announcement or press release if she thought that she had the ability to pass this legitimately. So one of the means for combating this is going to be publicity, getting this out to your social media networks, your neighborhood, family, friends, things of that nature, any leaders in your community, like church leaders or leaders of mosques. Our religious leaders have a lot of influence on the congregation, and they tend to have some influence on the politicians. We need to get this to them in mass and get them talking about it and sharing the information and then confronting the politicians over this. So we must shine the light of day on it. I've been working vigorously on this over the past week or so, and we have some things in the works. I mean, we've been doing some interviews. We're working on getting some major things done. I don't want to be specific until it actually happens. But we're doing what we can, and every bit helps. So the information I share with you, if you start sharing with others, I can supply, I think I may have already have, supply some information to Dr. Aleem, where we have one interview I did with a researcher named Alex Mayer and John Gilmore, and that's really starting to go viral. I mean, just a matter of a day or two, I mean, we're into thousands and thousands of people that is growing. So I can supply that. It gives you a quick overview of the things I'm mentioning right now. And we also have two websites that provide basic information on this legislation, as well as links to so you can read the actual legislation, the first two pages, as well as how to contact certain key politicians here in New York and how to reach out to them on their social media. So there's a lot of information out there for those who want to take action. Now, I will say this. I know it's a lot of stuff to digest in a short period of time. Only do what you feel comfortable with. So if your comfort level is, we have like a flyer that I may have already sent to Dr. Aleem. You can send that around to your family and friends, maybe make a few copies and send them out your neighborhood. If each of you do that, it will help. If you want to reach out to some politicians, great. If you want to reach out to some of your religious leaders, and show them some of this information and say, look, we need your help to see what you can do to help us on this, to try and stop this. Whatever your comfort level is, that's fine. So as long as you're doing something. And we don't have much time. I mean, we have until next Monday, the 14th. There's still a possibility if we can get enough people angry enough and sending letters, doing whatever they can, getting leaders in our community start reaching out to the politicians in Albany anything is possible. And if it still goes through, we do have other strategies, legal options and things that we will be pursuing. I'm talking about children's self-defense and other groups. So with that, I mean, I prepared to ask a few questions or we have a few comments. Feel free.
Okay. Well, thank you, Curtis. That's great information. That's chilling information, really. And I think people should be willing to go outside their comfort level to block this. I think that what should be done is what they're doing in Ottawa, that the truckers in New York need to surround and siege Albany and siege the governor. And the second thing I think should be done is that whoever the county sheriff is in Albany, New York, needs to go and arrest her, because obviously everything that she is proposing in this regulation violates all constitutional rights, all human rights, and are in violation of the Nuremberg Code and everything else. So these are crimes being committed against humanity by a public official blatantly. And so I would recommend that people contact their county sheriff throughout the state of New York and throughout the whole country. And there's an organization called the Constitutional Sheriffs of America. And for those who don't know it, your county sheriff is the highest ranking law enforcement officer in the country. And your county sheriff has the authority to arrest anybody, judges, mayors, governors, legislatures, anybody who is really in violation of constitutional law can be arrested. And so we're at that point in time. So I think we should file lawsuits, but it's almost as though someone on their way to Auschwitz in a boxcar is asking for extra sheets of paper to write a lawsuit to present to the authorities once they get to Auschwitz. You see, I mean, I think it's kind of late for the usual kinds of approaches. What is required now, I think, is as radical as the regulation is. So
I completely agree.
Just a second. Sister Najma, can we open up the lines for questions for Curtis Koss to take? Because he dropped some heavy information, and I'm sure there's plenty of questions that only he can answer.
Yes, sir. Those on the Zoom platform, please raise your hand and have your hand acknowledged. And also those who are on the Facebook Live, please put your information in the chat. We have Art. Please unmute.
Go ahead.
Art's iPad. You have to hit the unmute button. Okay, I'll go to the next person. Ron D.
Okay, thank you all for letting me come in. We've said a whole lot, and I always look at things as being a false flag, because somebody had to have given this so-called governor the plan to do what she's doing. So as we're focusing on her, and getting our law teams together to litigate against this unlawful law, how are we going to put this out? And I mean put it out not just as a 1-2 punch on the Euro Immunity Project, a 1-2 punch on the 19th Element. This needs to be broadcasted, in my opinion, on an everyday schedule so that it's constantly being rehearsed in the hearts and mind of those affected immediately and those who could be affected thereafter. And then as we have these conversations, where again is our law team? Because we should already be building a case for litigation against this even now. I mean a strong law team. And I'm going to release the mic and let my brother take over again, and thank you again for allowing me to come up.
Great. Curtis?
Sure. There are things in the works. I mean, I convened a group of people from CSD and others, and we are working. There's a Twitter storm taking place, and the word is, in a very short space of time, is spreading rapidly. We are working on some big news outlets to who we think have the courage to take this on. So we'll see. Legally, I mean, our lawyers are looking at this to with the idea of taking action, because it clearly is a violation of various constitutional rights and other things. And so, you know, things take time, and this happened very, very rapidly. I mean, unfortunately, we weren't informed early enough about this, but it doesn't actually end on the 14th, because we're going to fight this legally, and we have time to mobilize. I mean, I would love to have a truckers freedom rally in Albany, but, you know, those things take time to organize, resources and things. But it's exactly what's needed. Maybe there's some things we could do short of that. Maybe some type of rally in New York someplace. I don't know. But, you just got to always factor it. It takes time to do these things, put these things together. And the fight doesn't end on the 14th. I mean, if they do pass this, we're going to continue to fight and continue to get people riled up and mobilized and take action against it, because it's totally unacceptable. I mean, if this thing passes and we don't try to shut this down as quickly as possible, then it'll be time to leave New York State. I don't know where to go, because they're going to probably be doing a lot of other states, but it'll be time to leave.
I would just add two things. One, the brother asked the question, you know, it didn't begin with the governor of New York.
Right.
And I didn't get to the headline, but we have it. Maybe we'll get to it later. I don't know. But it actually started with the CDC. In 2020, the CDC published a program of internment camps for people who would be called public health threats. And so the game plan was written out as early as 2020. It was published in 2020. And so for those of you who follow me on Twitter, Dr. Aleem on Twitter, I posted that and you can read it. So yeah, the game plan is national, if not international, by those who call the shots. Then the second thing I would point out to consider is that you're saying that the game is not over on the 14th of February, but who do you think the first people will be to be picked up as public health threats on the 15th? Yeah, I mean, the people who are bringing lawsuits are going to be picked up as public health threats. And how will you bring a lawsuit when you're in a confinement?
How fast it will actually start implementing this, and how intensely, it's anybody's guess. We can't, we just don't know. We don't know how much infrastructure they have in place, and they could be substantial, and may not be.
I think you weren't on the call earlier, but we heard from our colleague down in Melbourne, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing in Australia is they've already brought in the National Guard, the military, and they are enforcing all of these regulations. And we just found out tonight from Brother Ruben in Australia, the military is being used to turn people away from hospitals.
What?
Yes. They're being used to turn people away from hospitals. And so probably the enforcement of this regulation is going to be through the military and through the National Guard, which is the Defense Secretary Austin issued an order last week that all National Guard members have to be fully vaccinated or else discharged. So that's what we can look forward to in the next week in New York State, the National Guard blocking people access to hospitals.
I'm not sure if I understand. Why would they block access to the hospitals? What would be the benefit?
Well, because there's no doctors or nurses to serve the public, and they have to cover that up.
Oh, right. Yeah, first of all,
remember that the supply shortages extend to medicine. So there's a shortage of antibiotics. There's a shortage of psychotropic medications. That's why a lot of people are going crazy, because they're withdrawing from their psych meds that they can't get anymore. And so when you run out of everything and you're running out of food, you see, whether you bring in the military to impose law and order. And I think it's being done under the cover of a public health emergency.
very scary situation. I've heard about FEMA moving into the hospitals, and I know the governor here in New York talked about bringing in foreigners from other parts of the world. Military, yeah, I mean, that's consistent with everything else they're doing.
Again, you weren't on the call earlier, but there was a headline from here in the state of Maryland. The state of Maryland is asking FEMA for help to catch up on all of the backlog of autopsies.
Oh, my God.
So FEMA is involved in the autopsies and the disposal of bodies. We remember there were headlines a year ago where FEMA and other government agencies had stockpiled millions of coffins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, well, that was a year ago. Where are those coffins now?
Yes, yep, I've seen those. Oh, we got a lot to deal
questions
with.
For Curtis Cost, while he's still with us. I don't know how long you can stay with us. But
We have to leave shortly, but I see there's two hands up. I'll be happy to try and answer those questions.
Okay, someone asked a question from Facebook Live. They wanted to know if you would be able to recite a few links in reference to the information that you gave, where to find the interview with Alex, Mayor Alex and John Gilmore.
Sure. Just go to informedafricanamericans.blogspot.com. Informedafricanamericans.blogspot.com. And at the very top, you see the video on the COVID vaccines threat to the Black community. Right below it is the interview with Alex Mayer, myself, and others. And as I said, that's really going viral. It's amazing. And people, the feedback I'm getting, they are angered. They are really, and that's good. When you get people angry, then they understand it. So also, you can go to ny.children's with no apostrophe, ny.children'shealthdefense.org. And there they have summaries of this regulation, the link to where you can actually read it, people you can contact in the legislature, and other information. And there's some other sources I can give to Dr. Aleem that he can then share with the rest of you where you can get more information. But there's a lot of information out there, a lot of tips and things you can do to help.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for Curtis?
Yes. Vivian Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hello, everybody. I'm Vivian Stewart. And thank you, Dr. Aleem. Thank you also, Curtis.
My pleasure.
Curtis, would you speak on brief about how they use remdesivir, which is a poison medication that is causing the death of many people when they go into the hospital. The other is how the Center for Medicare Medicaid Services is giving hospitals 20% bonus for prescribing remdesivir, knowing it's going to shut down their kidneys and eventually lead to death.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of literature on remdesivir and how dangerous it is. And this is part of the recommended schedule that Fauci has put out there for the hospitals to follow. And so it's pretty obvious what the agenda is. They want people to die. The more deaths there are, the more they can blame it on COVID and more people will perceive that there is a crisis that justifies the vaccine. They give remdesivir some other drugs in the hospital, killing people. That's not the only way that they're killing people. They're also killing them through denying them food. And in fact, it's probably better to tell it in a story. I learned of a story from it was a Citigroup. One of the leaders of a Citigroup was telling me how there was an elderly Jewish man who passed away in the hospital, and he had written a note. And the note was in Yiddish. It took him a while to find somebody who could read it. But the note simply said, I did not die of COVID. They starved me, point blank. Another story of a gentleman who I guess he didn't have the strength to walk because he managed to get to the bathroom and drink water out of the toilet, and that gave him enough strength to get up and escape the hospital. And I'm hearing more and more of these reports of them literally starving and dehydrating people in these hospitals. Everybody should look up the CARE Act, which I also have a post on that same website that I gave you. And you'll find a long list of financial incentives to designate people as having COVID, being COVID positive. Even if they're negative, we get reports of them falsifying the information because a person tests positive on a COVID test, $13,000 check the hospital gets. Put them on a ventilator, $39,000 check. They get a check for putting them on the remdesivir and things. And they also get a check when they die, the death certificate says it was a COVID death. And Del Bigtree did a great episode on how they are legally, the CDC put out guidelines basically telling doctors you can falsify the death certificates. You can say somebody died of COVID if it's just your opinion. They don't have to have been tested. And so the guidelines are set up to facilitate lots of positive test results, and the positive test results, they use that to create fear in the public mind, and the fear is the reason why people wear these stupid, worthless face masks. The fear is the reason why people social distance, and the fear is the reason why so many people have lined up to get these vaccines, even though there's no evidence of any COVID virus being proven to exist. And the manufacturers of the COVID shots have never claimed that it prevents COVID. They make no such claim, and the media does, and everybody else does, but the manufacturers never claim that their product will prevent COVID. They just say it can help with mild symptoms. If you got a cough, you'll reduce the risk you might have get a cough. And they never claim that it prevents transmission. In fact, they're not even studying for transmission, not looking for it. So we have a product on the market that doesn't no claims of it preventing COVID, no claims of it stopping transmission, yet it's out there. And we're talking about a product that's killed more people than all the other vaccines combined over 35 years. So the hospitals are participating, I hate to say it, but I don't know the way to put it. They're participating in murdering people. They took an oath to do no harm and doing the exact opposite. And more and more people are becoming aware of this, and they are fearful of going to the hospitals, as well they should be. A lot of people are dying in these hospitals in droves, deliberately. It's online of a guy, he was talking about how he got into a car accident, and he was conscious and some injuries, but ambulance came and they went to give him an injection. What is this? I don't need an injection. They injected him anyway. 8 hours later, he wakes up and he's on a ventilator. Somehow he was able to wake up out of that, pull the tubes out, and went in the hallway. He said the nurses, they were all shocked. Like, they were expecting him to die. And he said, what the hell you put me on a ventilator for? What you? He knew his stuff, and he's just lucky to let him get out of there. But he did, and he's telling his story. There's lots of stories like that of people who managed to escape, and they said that the hospital was literally trying to kill them. So that's the situation we're in. And I think Reiner Fulmich, who he's heading up the Nuremberg trials too, and I was fortunate enough to have been able to meet with him this past week and the week before. In one of his opening statements, he said point blank that these are no longer our governments here in the U.S. and around the world. They have been taken over. He cites specifically the World Economic Council and how they have been putting people in key positions of power. So the governors and presidents and things of that nature, and corporate leaders, they have been putting their people in position for this time period. I think it's probably more than just that group, but a lot of secretive, semi-secretive groups have been putting their people in key positions for this point in time. And that's why you see this lockstep of all these politicians agreeing with the same bogus information that they're, yeah, we got to take the vaccine. Yep, the virus is real. Yes, wear a face mask. That's not by accident. It's lockstep across the country and around the world. Now, they have a lot of control, but not absolute control. So we have to realize what we're dealing with. These are not our governments anymore. They have been co-opted, and they need to be charged, and hopefully something positive will come out of these Nuremberg trial, where some of these people will go before, will be put in a position where they have to face justice, in summary.
So do you have time for any more questions?
I see one hand up. I don't know if she's ready to add, so then I'll have to toss a dash.
Okay.
But she's not coming on, Ark. So, okay, I think you got the gist of it, and I'll send some more information to you, Dr. Lee.
Okay.
You can share with your group. And thank you for the opportunity to be here. It's really a pleasure.
Okay. Well, we heard it from the man himself, Curtis Fox. He's been on the front lines for decades, so he knows what he's talking about.
No, and my book is entitled Vaccines Are Dangerous, and you can go to my website. Vaccines are dangerous.blogspot.com. So I autograph all my books if you'd like to get a copy.
Okay. All
take
right.
care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. So it's getting kind of late. We had some other items on the agenda, but I think maybe we'll push some of that over to the 19th Element. That's tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on California Radio. So why don't we just take a few minutes in case there are a couple of more general questions that are out there. And then we'll call it a night.
Yes, sir. All right, we're going to try you again, Brother Art. Unmute your line. Okay, we're going to go to Ray Ray.
Ray Ray.
Okay, how you doing, Brother Ray Ray? Nick Perry was the one that introduced that that quarantine bill. We went up to Albany, and them white folks up there was very much, there was a lot of us up there, and they didn't go through with it, so they're trying to sneak it in again.
Uh-huh.
And they was talking about it in Washington. My opinion is that if they have it on the books, they might not use it now, but down the line, it's going to come into play.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
People are aware of it. We up against a tough fight here.
Yeah, well, I wish the truckers would get involved, you know, and do what they're doing in Canada, you know, because that's you're gonna have to shut them down before they shut us down, you know. So you're gonna have to surround
them. And they are doing a number on the people. It just happened to a family member of mine in Lenox Hill Hospital and a member of our history club, his nephew, they did him in. So it is happening.
Whoa.
In the hospitals.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Dr. Lee.
Let us take a couple more.
He was the last one except for the Brother Ark, who was not off of mute.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. So I think we've had a broadcast chock full of vital information. Some of it's chilling, really. I mean, what's getting ready to go down in New York if it's not stopped? It really means you are living in a police state under martial law. And right now you can't buy this, you can't buy that, you can't go here, you can't go there. Now they're going to lock you up and call you a domestic terrorist and a public health threat. And then do to you what they did to people in Germany. And that's why they had to change the narrative through Whoopi Goldberg so that you won't bring up certain issues in a certain way. And that puts another form of censorship on you, so that you can't talk about things like a Holocaust is actually being committed against another race of people, since a Holocaust is only reserved for one race of people. And so you can't even speak about it. If you try to say it the way it actually is taking place, they will say somehow that you are anti-Semitic. And so we have to reach beyond all of that and rise above all of that and call it what it is. Is genocide, is the government against the people. And so we, the people, have to rise up and protect our lives. We have a God-given obligation, not just a right. We have an obligation to protect the life that God gave us and not let somebody just snatch it from us just because they want to. So I think we'll conclude tonight's broadcast with our announcements. Sister Najma will give those. And we will be on the 19th Element tomorrow night, 9 p.m., California Radio. The Your Immunity Project broadcast is rebroadcast by California Radio over the weekend. So if somebody wasn't able to be with us tonight, you can tell them they can catch it on the rebroadcast. So thank you for tuning in. We'll be here, inshallah, next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, sir.
Oh, wa alaykum salam.
That was our big brother, the doc, Dr. Abdulaleem Muhammad, giving us some truth and facts today. And we do apologize for the technical difficulty. And I was making a joke, you know, about the Microsoft being owned by Bill Gates. And he like, okay, look, I own this piece. How are you going to talk about me and I don't shut you down? So it's just, you know, really funny, but all praises is to Allah anyways, you know. So for our, did see a couple of messages in the chat about the, you know, damage, packages and things like that. Please email mail@draaleem.com and with your order number and your name and state your issue. And that's mail@draaleem.com and doctor is spelled out. DOCTORALIM.com. So yeah, we do apologize for that, but UPS is very, very rough on things and, you know, and they throw things away around. So sometimes we will have those issues, but hopefully, you know, not a lot, but every blue moon we will have those issues. So please email your concern to the email. I did get some reports about the website going in and out. So we will be looking into that as well. There was a price increase in the Paxmune, the cases, the individual bottles, as well as the cartons of Paxmune. Everything went up. Dr. Aline mentioned that the price went up by 30%. Yeah. So, okay, someone's off mute. Okay, so being that the price went up from the manufacturer, he had to go up on his prices as well. So when those who looked on the website and saw a difference in prices, that was an accurate price. It's just that it went up by 30%. So, you know, there it is. But it is a lot cheaper than the thousands of dollars of medication that they are prescribing for us that is killing us. So, you know, praise be to Allah. We have to see it like that as well. Even though it has gone up, it's still a lot cheaper compared to a lot of the poison that they're giving us. So thank you so much for your patience. And, you know, may Allah continue to bless us. And that is my information in reference to that. The Shanghai orders are being sent out now. So for those who ordered Shanghai that went all the way back from the summer, we are in the process of filling your orders first for the last amount of inventory that we have in stock before that goes into another platform. So for those of you who ordered, you know, those items, they're going out now. If we do not have it, we will send you an email and let you know that we do not have that item in stock. And we will, you know, if you would like a refund, we will go ahead and issue you a refund for that. But if you did order back in the summer, you will get first priority on the inventory that we have right now in stock for that. So we just wanted to let you know that some have already started receiving their emails and tracking numbers because we are in the process of sending those orders out. So thank you so much for your patience in reference to that. And we will be working on the website as well so that we will get that updated so you'll be able to put your current orders in. And we are waiting on the manufacturer to go ahead and finish out all of the steps they need to finish out in order to get the new batch of Paxmune out. So it hasn't been sent out yet, because we haven't received it, and they're still working on the batch to get it ready to be sent out. So thank you so much for your patience. So we do have some orders for the cases of PaxImmune, but right now we're unable to fill those orders until we get the new shipment in. So thank you so much for your patience. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and close out in prayer. If anyone had any further questions, please put it in the chat. And if not, we're just going to go ahead and close out. Okay, attention prayer. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Soul Master, this day of judgment in which we now live. Thee alone do we serve and thine aid do we seek. O Allah, guide us on the straight path, the path of those upon whom thou bestowed thy favors, not the path of those upon whom thy wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray. Amen. Allahu Akbar. Thank you everyone for being with us this evening. Inshallah, we will have those slides on the 19th element. So for those who did not get the rest of the slides, we do apologize, but inshallah, they will be shown on the 19th element tomorrow with Kalfani Radio. Those who we've already shown, I will post them on the Facebook page under Your Immunity Project. But the ones that haven't been shown yet, I won't post those. I'll allow those to be broadcasted tomorrow, inshallah. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.